You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, boy. This is the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website FagsWorshipAlphas.com. I'm Sam, your master.
Oh, goodness. What happened there? Anyway, this is Sam, the faggot, with FagsWorshipAlphas.com. And this is a Hierarchy Podcast. I hope you're doing well. It's February 28th, 2021. We're officially at the end of 2 months already of this year. Gone by, just like that. First of all, let's see. I've had several questions about the Discord server for the site. It is being rebuilt. I have been contacting, someone I'm probably going to hire to fix the site, the server, to be set up the way I want it to be. There's a link. You can join the server now if you'd like, but it's not quite where I want it to be yet, so... Just a little site information there. I also, I just want to make an editorial comment here, okay? This weekend is the CPAC, it's an annual event that Republicans throw. It stands for Conservative Political Action Committee, and it's a convention they have every year. And maybe you've seen this in the news a little bit, but the stage for the CPAC convention this year is an exact replica of a Nazi... bit of iconography. It's a symbol called the Odal rune, and it was featured on many Nazi uniforms before their demise, of course, at the hands of American patriots. Okay, so this stage is an exact replica of that piece of Nazi propaganda, and if you are still laboring under the delusion that that there is not a Nazi party rising up in America, you are completely wrong. Donald Trump is affiliated with the Klan. Obviously, was a part of his heritage with his father and grandfather, and also white supremacists. He's been inexorably linked with them, and it's just reality, okay? So I know that there are alphas and faggots in my audience who are pushing Trump and pushing Republicanism, okay? There is no Republican Party. It's a Nazi party now, okay? And people like Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham are essentially officers of this new SS, okay? Period. And it's going to come to a head. I'm just telling you right now. It's going to come to a head. So, anybody in my audience who subscribes to this shit, get out of my audience. I don't want you to follow me. I don't want to know you. Just drop off the face of the earth, okay? Having said that, I just had to get it off my chest, you know, because I'm so disgusted by it. So, and you know how I am. I'm just going to say what I want, right? So, anyway, what I wanted to talk about is kind of the meat and potatoes here for today is the story that I posted this morning about Master Matt deflowering his second live-in faggot named Jeremy. I lost my virginity, I guess, my anal virginity to my rapist. So I don't really have a very beautiful story to tell there, but I would be interested to hear other people. I'm always interested in hearing tales of faggots who are deflowered, you know, and what it meant to them, you know, to have that experience properly, you know. I can only imagine what it's like for the faggots that are serving Masters Matt, Nick, and Jin, you know, to be, to lose their virginity. Most of them lost their virginity to them. I can only imagine what it's like to be mounted and taken by alpha, apex alphas like them. You know, it has to be incredible, you know. Now, you know, I got to talk to Jeremy today after the fact, and I told him to text me while it was happening, but he didn't do that. I'm just kidding. So, this morning, and he was overwhelmed, you know, with emotion about the experience and how he said over and over again, he kept saying, "I was made for this." And that has to be a very, very powerful feeling, you know. So I mean, every faggot that has been deflowered by these alphas, you know, and any other faggots I've ever interviewed or covered, they all have this kind of feeling of just of fulfillment of purpose. It's probably similar in some ways to the first time that I got to suck a dick, you know, with my first alpha. Like, it was just this feeling of, oh, this is the right way, you know. And to be able to be owned by an alpha and have your virginity taken by that alpha has got to be as close to heaven as a faggot can get, you know. But honestly, this is not what I wanted to talk about. I just kind of wanted to set this up a little bit. So, you know, Master Matt, he's been following Master Nick's plan, how to indoctrinate faggots into their role in life, okay, to a T. And so there had been a week of feeding. So Master Matt had been regularly, daily feeding Jeremy multiple loads a day, letting him suck his dick, you know, swallow his cum, etc., in preparation for this deflowering. So when the time came, you know, he mounted Jeremy and took his virginity. Now, there were a couple of things in there that really struck me differently. One thing was when Master Matt came behind, because Jeremy was kneeling in the bitch position on the bed, and Master Matt had a big bottle of gun oil lube, okay? And he applied lube to Jeremy's pussy, and he started fingering Jeremy. And Jeremy was very tight. Obviously, he's a virgin, right? And I don't really know how much Jeremy ever trained his hole with toys. I don't really think he did a whole lot with it. So he was very tight and resistant. You know, a lot of times when faggots are nervous, their hole tightens up almost reflexively, you know. And this is why, faggots, just listen to me here. This is why you experience a lot of pain when you're penetrated, because you're not relaxed. This is why people use poppers, because poppers are a natural muscle relaxer. Well, I'm not going to say natural, because it's a chemical, but that's the purpose of it, is to relax your muscles, and so it allows for easier penetration, okay? But if you don't have poppers, which I always steered away from poppers, you know, you've just got to learn to relax your hole, you know? And I've often tried to coach people, you know, faggots, that they have to kind of develop in themselves this emotional need to want to be penetrated, you know, which helps them take it better, you know. And I never feel like I explained that correctly, but that's kind of what I've always done. Jeremy was very tight, and Master Matt was having trouble even just getting one or two fingers into Jeremy's pussy, okay? Now, Master Matt, if you've seen his dick on the website, it's large, very large, okay? So it's much bigger than two fingers. So there had to be something done about that. So Master Matt did something that I thought was amazing. He started licking Jeremy's pussy. Now, Master Matt has never licked a faggot's pussy before. Okay. He knows of it because he's a straight male who has licked girls' pussies in order to get them prepared for deflowering as well. He's deflowered multiple females in his, you know, young life. And so he knew that that technique helped relax their pussy. So he did it with Jeremy's pussy. And Jeremy opened right up to that stimulation. You know, and at that point, Master Matt entered him and deflowered him and bred him. And I guess I say this because you know, something has changed in Master Matt. It's so extraordinary to me. You know, I've known him for about a year now, and there's been a sea change in him. That pussy licking episode, it indicates something about him as an apex alpha, and something about his alphahood, that he was able to be tender and kind and understanding with this faggot that he owns. This is not the Matt of a year ago, okay? Master Matt was, you know, almost rapey about the way he approached faggots, you know, and very, very, I mean, cruel in a certain way, you know. But not only did he loosen Jeremy's pussy up by using this technique, but then he fucked him very, you know, carefully, slowly, you know, and made it count, you know. And what I guess I'm getting at is that this is the difference between alphas who just use faggots for sex or sexual relief or cash, you know, and an alpha who actually owns faggots as property of their own, and they care about that property like it is something valuable in their life. Those two things, those two types of alphas are completely different. One is of a higher level than the other. Master Matt was like the other type of alpha. He was like a cash master or something, just using faggots because they were convenient. Now he has ascended to some other level of alphahood, where Master Nick is, where Master Jin is, where Master Kyle is, or many of the other alphas that I've featured prominently on the website. He has become something more than simply a man who fucks a faggot or uses a faggot or even just owns a faggot. He is invested in that faggot of himself. He's just like when you own a dog and you care for the dog, you bathe the dog, you take the dog to the vet, etc. You get it shots, you know, things like that. You feed it, just you pet it and you play with it, whatever. You become invested in that dog. You become invested in that faggot. It's a protector alpha instinct that is developing in Master Matt, and it's developed in other great, great alphas who own faggots. It's a higher level of alphahood, and it's really only achievable through the ownership and use of faggots, because unlike, let's say, a wife that you might have, an alpha might have, the wife is sort of a partner, you know what I'm saying? She's not solely dependent on the alpha. She's not something that he has to care for, okay? But a faggot is. It takes the responsibility that's of a very unique and kind of exclusive quality that develops something within the man, you know. So not only did Master Matt deflower, you know, Jeremy and Michael, and change them, he is changing himself. Master Matt is becoming more. He is becoming a more powerful version of himself. He is becoming a more powerful version of an alpha. And this is all something that is brand new to him. I mean, like I said, I've known him a year. I've seen this change day to day. And I can't think of any other alpha that I've known this personally, where that change has been so pronounced and so profound as it's been with Master Matt. Because he was one thing, and now he is transformed into something greater. I'm so kind of amazed by what the ownership of Faggots has done in his life. It's honestly beyond, I've studied this a long time, you know, I've lived it a long time, and I don't think I've ever seen something quite like this before. The ownership and use of Faggots in his life has enhanced him so tremendously that nothing is beyond him, you know, at this point. I believe that Master Matt is capable of anything. And I respect him completely, you know, because of this. It's when he came back after he disappeared for a while because of the whole rape situation, etc., which you can read about on the website if you want to. But when he came back, there was a humility about him and a quest for learning and understanding this thing that I think he felt it in the air. But he, you know, in his life, he felt it, that he there was this thing that he knew was there that he could have, but he didn't know how to get it. Well, he's got it. He's found it now, and it's glorious to see. And my love and respect goes out completely to Michael and Jeremy, both my brothers, who have submitted completely to this great, great Alpha, and they have really transformed his life for the better. And I would just say that any Alpha out there who is not trying to own Faggots and become a true master of a faggot or faggots, if you're not trying to do that, you are missing completely out on the most important aspect of your alphahood. Faggots unlock that in a man in a way that no woman could, you know, or no, in a way that no casual sex can do that, okay? It's something very, very special. It's something that's triggered in a man. There's something in the personality of men that faggots unlock. And Master Matt has definitely reached that point. So I just really commend him, because he went on a quest, basically. When he came back, he went on a quest to understand this, and he has discovered it. And I have been very privileged, very, very privileged to know him. And I really cherish him, you know. So, anyway, that's all I really had for today. Once again, the news on the site has kind of supplanted other things that I keep wanting to talk about. But I could probably do podcasts every single day on topics that pop up into my head. So, you know, I am working on a couple of interviews. I came so close to having another interview with Muscle God Jay. I remember I had interviewed him one time, but he wants to do another one. But he was with Alpha John. I mean, many of you would know who he is on Twitter. They were together, and I missed that opportunity to interview both of them together yesterday, which kills me to death. It just kills me. But I have a couple of interviews that are just kind of in process right now, so I'm going to get to them, and I think you'll be excited about them. So anyway, stay tuned and stay safe, okay? I love you very much, and I will talk to you soon. Bye!